Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We continue examining 2 Peter 2:21, the verse that follows 2 Peter 2:20, obviously, but helps to explain this text that deals with apostasy, the dangers of embracing Christ and then falling away from Him. Verse 20 says, "For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning." And then here's verse 21 that follows it up, elaborates upon it, and explains it further. "For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them." Something pretty serious being described here, and I think we'd better do our best to understand exactly what it is. And so to that end, we are gathering together around the Word of God on this Tuesday, May 5, and we thank you for remembering that we depend upon radio listeners for financial support. All right, Peter makes it very clear that for those who have embraced Christ but turned away from Him, or those who have followed the way of righteousness but have now fallen away from it, it would have been better for them if they had never embraced Christ, never professed to know Him, never professed to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and those who were walking in the paths of righteousness, that ignorance is preferable to apostasy, and the better state is not to have ever known. Because, as I explained to the broadcast yesterday, number one, there are degrees of punishment in hell. Not knowing about Christ is certainly not going to bring you to salvation through some other avenue. That's not what Peter is saying. But knowing Him and then willfully turning away from Him after having that knowledge is far worse, and the judgment will be worse and the punishment will be worse. But the other thing that makes it worse is the fact that it's harder to recover someone from this knowledgeable rejection of the truth than it is to bring someone to genuine faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in the first place. It is a worse condition to have known the way of righteousness and rejected it, because now it is that much harder to come to the true knowledge of the faith. So these are serious matters, and as we explained in the broadcast yesterday, it behooves every one of us to be very biblical and very careful in the way that we evangelize people. Evangelize by all means, but let's make sure that we do it in a biblical way so that we are not contributing to this problem of people professing faith in Christ and then departing from it and ending up in a worse state than before. There's a correlation, well, a number of correlations, but here's a very obvious correlation between verse 20 and 21. Verse 20 talks about the knowledge of Christ, and verse 21 talks about a knowledge of the way of righteousness, using the same word knowledge both times. Here's verse 21, or verse 20 again. "For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge," English word, knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Greek word there is epignosko, that fuller knowledge, not just gnosis, to know, but epignosko, that fuller knowledge. And then we drop down to verse 21, for it would have been better for them not to have known, same word, same Greek word. The English word in verse 20 is knowledge, and the English word in verse 21 is known, but it's the same Greek word, epignosko, to have knowledge of Christ, verse 20, and to have known or to have knowledge of the way of righteousness, verse 21. Now, there are several things that this tells us, but one is that believing in Christ includes embracing the way of righteousness. Surely, you see that correlation very clearly. To claim to have a knowledge of Christ, properly understood, means also to claim to have followed the way of righteousness. Through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it would have been better for them not to have known or to have a knowledge of the way of righteousness. The knowledge of Jesus Christ and a knowledge of the way of righteousness are one and the same, evidently, from the way these two verses are constructed and are tied together. This is clearly telling us that salvation is from sin to righteousness. Too many times people conceive of salvation as only being salvation from the penalty of sin and to have no necessary, and that's the key word, necessary demands upon my life. But that is a false gospel. A true understanding of the gospel is that embracing Christ means to embrace the way of righteousness. It means to become a follower of Christ in the ways that he has taught us to live. And to receive Jesus is to receive his teaching, to receive the way of life that he represents, to become a disciple of Christ, a learner, and a follower, and to commit yourself to that lifestyle, depending upon God to help you with it. We're not talking about a commitment to perfect obedience, because such a commitment is impossible. But we're talking about a commitment to a way of life that corresponds to knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we need to understand that in our own lives, if we profess to be Christians, and we need to understand that when we are evangelizing others, talking to them about salvation. We need to help them to understand that salvation is from sin to righteousness. It is a change of life. It is a change of direction. Not that I change my direction in order to secure salvation, but when I embrace Christ, that's what I am doing. I am embracing a new way of life. I am giving myself to that, calling upon God to do the work within me to enable me to follow through, because I certainly cannot follow through on my own. There's a commandment here, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. Did you catch that in verse 20? For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. Now, what is this holy commandment that is delivered to them? Well, that correlates to the phrase, the way of righteousness. The holy commandment delivered to them was the commandment to walk in this way of righteousness. This holy commandment, because it comes from God, this holy commandment, which is really a body of instruction. The gospel is a divine imperative, a command. It is more than an offer. It is a command to obedience to Christ, to a way of life. Now, it is first of all a message, a glad message, a message of what God has done to save sinners. Not what I must do to save myself, but what God has done in Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, in order to save helpless sinners. That's the message of the gospel, the good news of the gospel, that God has done what I cannot do. I cannot save myself. I cannot live the life of righteousness which he requires. That would be necessary for me to offer myself to him in as a candidate for eternal life, a candidate for heaven. I can only do that if I have lived a life of perfect righteousness. I haven't done that. I can't do that. But the good news of the gospel is God has supplied that in Jesus Christ. Believe that, dear friend. That's the good news. The message of the gospel is what God has done to save sinners, but it doesn't end there. There is an expectation. There is a command. It's not suggested here. It's not given to us here in this text in terms of something that would be a good idea. It's something that would be a very good suggestion for you to walk in the way of righteousness. This is not optional. This is part of what it means to believe in Jesus, the holy commandment delivered to them. Now, they turned from it, and that's the problem here. They have turned from the holy commandment delivered to them. In other words, faith in Jesus Christ involves surrender to the authority of Christ, the lordship of Christ, yielding to him, to his authority, is the first step into this new Christian life. And this new Christian life is a command to live a new quality of life. So, this commandment must be obeyed. But the people that Peter's talking about at one time embraced it, but then they turned from it. What did they turn from? They turned from the moral imperative of the gospel. They turned from their initial commitment to the authority of Jesus Christ and to the commandments of his word. They rejected the holy commandment that was given to them. They rejected Christ in doing so. They became apostates. They rejected Christ's right to rule over them. They rejected the concept that there are requirements in the Christian life that I must yield to. They rejected the word of Christ, and the result was they rejected Christ. And it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. We're talking about apostasy. And this helps to describe it and explain it and to warn us about it and to make us understand the seriousness of turning away from Christ and from the life that we said we were going to live in following him. It's a very serious matter. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.